Welcome back, everyone, to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking about an amazing Kids Next Door operative. You may know him as Wally or by his codename Number 4, but his real name is Wallaby Beatles, and he is the Australian short knucklehead tough guy of the codename Kids Next Door. Growing up, I really admired this youngster because he reminded me a lot of myself, honestly. He played video games, he didn't really care much about school or studying or reading in general, and he had problems with math. I'm sure a lot of us can relate in some form during our childhood, struggling to learn basic concepts such as math or reading. Something interesting about Number 4 is that he even had trouble swimming. I'm sure we all had struggles similar to these, which makes his character even more relatable. He is, besides all these weaknesses, the strongest and most tactical fighter of the Kids Next Door. If you think of someone who would probably solve his problems with his fists on the team, Number 4 is probably your first guess. I really admire his determination and bravery. He seems like the type of guy who is willing to take a bullet for his friends or to fight for whatever he believes in. He doesn't seem like the type who would easily give up, and his friends help push him in ways that he probably wouldn't be able to reach by himself. His character really stands out to a lot of people, honestly. His blonde hair, orange hoodie, jeans, and white shoes were not a very popular color scheme, probably in those times, but in modern society, surprisingly today, this is actually a fashion sense, even in the pop culture. I'm talking about things like music, casual street style clothing, and a lot of people also dress up in these types of colors and even dye their hair these types of colors these days. But going back to Number 4 as a main character, a lead hero in the show, besides Number 1, he does show a strong force of leadership, but it is held back by his sort of uncontrolled bossiness or a bit grouchiness at times. When he did take on the role as Number 1, he did show a bit of uncontrolled boss-like activity towards his team, which is a bit unhealthy. So he does have flaws to work on, but that's what makes his character enjoyable and relatable, the flaws. One cool thing about his character in the show is that even his hairstyle, you can't really imagine much people with bangs that long, but I'm sure at some point for any boy's life growing up, they probably had a bowl haircut and they probably didn't enjoy it, but Number 4 rocked that bowl haircut, honestly, and it made it really cool back in the day. I'm not too sure if this is a style today, but it was definitely ahead of its time. One thing that I really admire about Number 4 is, for one, his ability to be extremely confident. He has a strong level of confidence when it comes to the things he's sure about, such as knowing who his enemies are, such as the Delightful Children from down the lane, and who his friends are. It's even pretty enjoyable in the show when you see him kind of falling in love with Number 3 or Kookie in the show. I really enjoyed that kind of rom-com in a sense that he slowly tries to confess his feelings for her immediately a lot of times, mainly beginning in season two. That's when they started developing their relationship. But it was really enjoyable to kind of see this kind of crush, cute kind of love thing. And then he later grew up and eventually ended up marrying her. So that was kind of cool how that kind of worked out. Still, despite all of number four's problems or weaknesses when he was younger, you can tell that he overcame all of them as he became a teenager to an adult. When he became an adult, he attended Harvard Medical School. Now just think about it. This is a guy who couldn't read or do math problems. It was an episode where he couldn't even add to his own code number. He was thinking 2 + 2 = pizza. Now, I really enjoyed this as a comedy, but you can tell that there was a lot of growth that happened for him as he grew up. And in the last episode, Operation Interviews, when he's already pretty old, probably a retired citizen, he ended up living a great life, honestly. I mean, he looks like someone who would own a yacht or fly boat or ride in boats, you know? And he still got that Australian accent. One cool thing about number four that I really enjoyed was the fact that his voice actor is actually D. Bradley Baker, and he voices all the clone troopers in Star Wars. So as I was rewatching the show very recently, I noticed his voice sounds very familiar. So I looked it up, and he was voiced by D. Bradley Baker, and I really admired that about his character, that he is kind of seen as that commander of the team, like second in command, where he's ready with the weapons, he's taking mark of the environment or the situation, and always at the end of the day still cares about his friends very closely. I think that's something this show really highlighted, honestly. The creativity, friendships we have as kids is unforgettable. They are memories that we will take on to our adulthood life, and we will eventually grow. And the weaknesses we have during our childhood, our fears, our insecurities, such as math, reading, studying, swimming, all of these things are eventually overcome as we become older, or eventually we run into situations as we get older that prompt us to overcome our weaknesses. That's why I really admire number four's character a lot. He really does inspire me. As an adult today, and probably someone who was decommissioned during his childhood, if you follow the story of the show, 13-year-olds get decommissioned and they get wiped of all their memories of their adventures as kids. That's why I could barely remember the show. But on the other side, you know, if you think back to all the happy moments of your childhood, the things you learned, and then you compare it to who you are today, you don't see yourself as the person you were when you started. You see someone who's grown, someone who is much stronger. That's why I admire these shows very much. These cartoons that kind of helped people grow. Of course, the show did have its exaggerations about everyone, but that's what makes cartoons great. They make it entertaining. They exaggerate the truth. They hyperbolize the normal. Because if everything is normal and average, it's less enjoyable to watch. So if someone was trying to learn what they can probably benefit from watching number four, or if they see him as their favorite, I would say that you are someone who wants to be more confident. You are someone who is, who has had weaknesses in the past, and you're able to compensate it for your strengths. Despite all of number four's weaknesses, he still shows a strong sense of confidence. And I think that we can all learn something from that, because in society today, confidence is really desired in the jobs, in a workplace, or in business. You want to be able to display a sense of confidence to kind of weigh down the those little weaknesses you have, because you can always overcome them as you grow older and when you start getting more stable in your life. Number four, he is a very creative guy, honestly, and you know, he has helped number two even develop technology. And I would say his best friend is number two, actually. They had that one Lord of the Rings episode where him and number two were taking that dead fish into the mountain, and number two told him he is like his best friend. So that was a cool episode. If you guys ever watched that goldfish episode when they went to the carnival. And it was only just recently that I started rediscovering this show. And definitely there is so much to learn, so much nostalgia and childhood in it. But definitely if your favorite character is number four, you are someone who is strong, confident, and you may have your weaknesses, but of course you will still grow. I hope you found this interesting. Going to end transmission here. And as always, stay awesome, former operatives. Peace.